You know, Mom was quite a woman. She raised five children and a good cook. She could make cakes like nobody's business, but she didn't, I don't know whether she didn't care to make pies or not, but she used to buy pies sometimes, but she'd make pies, but she'd buy pies, but wouldn't buy a cake. Oh no, she'd make a cake of any kind. I recall she used to make the pan chocolate cake, you know, and I used to set up pins at the bowling alley down in Marlbrook, the community house. We had four bowling alleys. We used to set up, had two guys setting up pins. You set up two alleys. And Saturday night, they'd stay open till 11 o'clock. And boy, oh boy, you get kind of tired, and you got tired all over. And I'd come home, and she'd always have one of those chocolate cakes in the pantry, and I'd eat about quarter of the cake, no frosting on it. I didn't care for the frosting on it, and quarter milk. And there again, because we had plenty of milk, eggs from the farm, but I admired her. I think back, God, they came down here, and she was in the hospital an awful lot of the time. And how Dad managed to pay for that place that they bought in town, I don't recall what he paid for it, that duplex house, but as I say, she was in the hospital an awful lot of time, and had hospital bills, doctor's bills. But he made everything come out all right. And we used to have a insurance policy. Insurance man come around every week, every 2 weeks or what. To collect a few pennies for this and a few pennies for that, for insurance. Bill Davis. God, I guess he sold insurance for 150 years. No, a long time, though. But anyway, and to get to the insurance policy, when Brother Lawrence was killed in the service, he had an insurance policy with Prudential. Mutual benefit. And it didn't have a war rider on it. So when he was killed, of course, Mother got the money. And she gave money to Margaret and she gave money to Chuck. And she had a policy, an insurance policy made out for Anna and I. And for $1,000, a paid-up policy, $1,000, I'm saying it was around $250 a piece. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. But it was around that. And, I still got that policy. Worth over $6,000 in death benefits. we had to go easy because of the money that it cost Dad for the hospital bills and the doctor's bills. I think both Chuck would tell you the same thing. And of course, Dad, he worked every day. I can remember one time, Dad came home and he had caught, it was in the late summer, they had been cutting the hay on the side of the road, and he got into poison ivy. And he was so sick with it that both of his eyes swelled right up, and he couldn't see out of one, and just barely squint. He could just barely see a little bit out of the other. And he was sick for quite a few days. And he got over it, but it was a rough time during that time. Because I don't know. Maybe Dad, his pay might have gone along. I don't know. It was along the latter part of his working. Anyway, no, it was when Mother was living. And as far as I was in trouble with Mother and Father all the time. I was doing things that I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing. A lot of little things, you know. They'd give me the dickens all the time. And being the baby of the family, a lot of it was thrown onto me. Chuck could do something and get away with it so easy. And he might not tell you that right now. Of course, here again, now you've got to remember, Chuck had asthma. And, of course, he and I were in the same bedroom. I can remember waking up, and it took an awful lot to wake me up, but I can remember waking up and listening to him wheeze, just gasping for breath. And he get so bad that he'd start crying, and Mom would come in and console him, and then he had some sort of powder, tobacco or some doggone thing that they used to burn, and he would inhale the smoke from it, and it would clear the asthma up. And but he, a long time, because here was again, this was the reason he didn't go up to the farm and work. But he just couldn't. He gets asthma up there with the hay and everything, and it was bad. And Dad, I get in trouble with him. He'd say, "Now I want you to be sure tomorrow afternoon to at least cut up some of that wood out there." And of course me, I go out and play ball. Come back, "You didn't cut any wood up this afternoon." And I get to Dickens. And but I had chores to do, and I'm pretty good at it. I had to be. Jesus, I was, as I say, I was the baby of the family, and I did all the work around there. Filled the wood box, shovel the drive out in the wintertime, be sure that Dad could get up to drive in the wintertime. I went from home for work. He'd been out, you know, moving snow here, and fixing this culvert and that culvert, and taking ice out of the ditch and so on and so forth. And when he come home, he'd tired. They weren't pick and shovel in those days. It was not machinery. Pick and shovel. And I like the work. I can remember the snow. I had a sled, and I rigged up a plow blade on it, so I could pull the sled up and down, down the drive and plow the snow out of the drive. Oh, I more work than to shovel it out, you know, but that was just the fun of it. Okay, that'll be it.